Good morning. A mostly cloudy and chilly start to the day across interior New York and New England, with a brisk westerly wind adding to the chill. Most everyone is in the upper 30s and lower 40s, but it feels cooler with the breeze, and even a few spotty showers are around. The focus of the weather as we get into the middle of the week will remain on an upper-level low-pressure center, which is just now starting to depart through the Canadian Maritimes. On the back side of this low, energy associated with cooler air aloft will create instability, and we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds today, and one more time we'll run the risk of a few passing showers. Temperatures, though, will be slightly higher than recent days, and most everyone should reach into the upper 50s to around 60. Skies will clear out tonight in another chilly night with below normal temperatures, mainly in the middle and upper 30s. High pressure will build in for the day on Thursday, and with a ridge in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, we'll enjoy mostly sunny skies and milder temperatures with readings back into the mid-60s. That ridge will not last long, as another trough will pivot through the Great Lakes and into our region for Friday and the weekend. It's not a particularly strong trough of low pressure, but enough instability associated with it to generate a passing shower on Friday, perhaps one or two on Saturday and again on Sunday, but the overwhelming majority of the time over the weekend will be dry with a mix of sun and clouds all 3 days. High temperatures will be more comfortable as well, in the upper 60s to around 70. We'll temporarily be in between disturbances on Monday with a mix of sun and clouds in the lower 70s, with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm back into the picture by Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a meandering frontal boundary is forecast to remain across the Gulf Coast states and eventually slowly sink south today and tomorrow. Moist inflow from the Gulf of Mexico interacting with the front should enable widespread showers and thunderstorms in these areas. An inch or two of rain, with locally higher amounts possible, is expected for portions of eastern Texas into the lower Mississippi Valley and the southeast. This rainfall, along with the wet antecedent conditions, will lead to the potential for scattered flash flooding in these areas. Meanwhile, another couple of days of cooler than normal temperatures are forecast for the central, southern, and eastern United States behind a potent cold front and beneath an area of substantial high pressure. There's the potential for record low high temperatures over the Carolinas, parts of Texas, and the lower Mississippi Valley today. Meanwhile, Florida will expect warm temperatures south of the front, and the West Coast will also see building warmth with above normal temperatures over the next few days. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow showers and fog, 23 degrees with a northwest wind at 25, gusting to 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly sunny and 6 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 36. 82% relative humidity, a west wind at 18 miles per hour, gusting to 26, and the barometer at 30.08 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 10 at Vernal, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the upper 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 56 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 47, that's 11 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.57 inches for the month, which is 41 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 10.91 inches for the year, which is 1.33 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low 47, the record high 91 set in 1881, and the record low 29 in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:36 a.m., sunset this evening 8:08 p.m., 14 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a passing shower today and highs in the upper 50s, clearing tonight in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a passing shower today and highs in the upper 50s. Clearing tonight in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a passing shower today with highs in the upper 50s. Clearing tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy with a passing shower today and highs around 60. Clearing tonight with lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday with just a passing shower or two, upper 60s. Still the risk of a shower Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds near 70. Partly sunny on Monday in the lower 70s, and the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.